Greetings. I'm continuing to stay at home. Bonnie had surgery for a health issue last week and all went very well. It is important for me to be here in this present time. I'm grateful for God's love and for His blessings to Bonnie and I in this season. I have been writing in regard to reaping in the due seasons of our lives. Our lives are filled with many seasons. Each season is another opportunity for the testimony of God in our lives to bring life to our world. Our seasons are prophetic in nature. God speaks and life happens. The due seasons of our lives are about life to our world. This is the good that God desires at all times. It is the good of His love made known to our world. 2 Thessalonians 3:13. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. When considering the process of our due seasons in life, we must have a general understanding of the purpose of our harvest. Our harvest is not about what we can get in life. Each harvest is about what life we can give for the sake of those in our world and those beyond our time. This is the purpose of our boundaries and our measures of time in life. Our labor is a labor of love for God and love for others. Hebrews 6:10-12. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of the hope until the end, and that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Our diligence is for the hope of an end. That end is the harvest of our due season. The word for end is the Greek strong reference number 5056, telos, and it comes from the primary word telo, to set out for a definite point or goal, properly the point aimed at as a limit, i.e., by implication, the conclusion of an act or statement, termination literally, figuratively, or indefinitely. Result, immediate, ultimate, or prophetic. Purpose, specifically, an impost or levy as paid. I believe that there are many seasons in our lives. There is an ultimate season of the end of our lives, which is only a transition to a glory beyond our present world. In the process of that end, there are many seasons and many ends. Every season begins with a sowing in the hope of a harvest. Between the sowing, there is a continued process to arrive at the due season of that harvest. We must sow seed, but we must also sow the labor of love for each harvest. That labor is a labor of care for the harvest. Everything in our lives is intended to end in harvest, Matthew 13:39. The end of every age is culminated in harvest. Everything about every age must serve the purpose of the culmination of that age. It must serve harvest. Jesus endured the cross for the joy that was set before Him. He didn't just blindly hope everything would work out. He saw a harvest and then did everything to accomplish that end. He was willing to embrace the suffering of the cross for the great harvest that would follow. It is a kingdom principle and a spiritual law of heaven. When considering the process of our due seasons, we must consider some questions. What are we aiming at? What do we see as a conclusion? What is our definite goal? When we know our goal, we find the grace to embrace the process. It is through intimacy with God in our hearts and an embracing of His presence that we can be empowered by faith with a steadfast adherence to Him. This is the faith and patience that empowers our labor of love. That labor of love is a love for Him that inspires each of us to make sacrifices willingly and willfully for the sake of giving life to others in our world. This is the diligence that we must walk in through the full course of our lives to the greater glory that lies ahead. Blessings, Ted J. Hansen.